Welcome back to Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm James Martins. On today's program, I sit down with the newest head football coach at Ader Casey Guthrie Center High School, Cody Mathewson. Mathewson is the second coach in the school's history and is a Madrid Tiger and Northwest Missouri State Bearcat alum. Cody, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. Kind of introduce yourself to the area. I know you're a Madrid native, so you're familiar with this area, but to introduce yourself to the Ader Casey Guthrie Center listeners.
Obviously, you know, as James said, I'm a Madrid native. I went to school at Northwest Missouri State, so I was a Bearcat. You know, I know there's some people around here in the area, so I've got some, you know, Twitter messages or, you know, contacts every now and then about people who kind of live back up here. So it's always nice to have that, you know, conversational piece. Moving forward, and I'm really excited to get back. I live in Kansas City right now, which, you know, I coach down there and I teach down there, so we got baseball season we play starting up here soon, so I'll be moving back hopefully. The plan is to move back the day after school gets out, so right around Memorial Day, and then after that instill myself with the group of kids for the whole entire summer, not just the football players, but all the athletes. And you got a really good chance to meet with the community of the kids that we have here. Seems like a really good group of kids we have. The future and the culture we're going to have to build off of, and the culture that we're going to have to bring back, which is very, very exciting to do. You know, it's always a challenge, and, you know, I'm not stepping into something where it's already built. We're going to have to, you know, work hard and apply ourselves and, you know, surround ourselves with good coaches and good players, and the rest will fall into place. That's kind of like the rundown of what's happening here in the near future and about myself.
Talk about your experience as a Madrid Tiger on several playoff teams and as well as the Northwest Missouri State Bearcats, a national championship team. Talk about how that experience is going to help translate into your coaching abilities here at ECGC.
Yeah, so obviously, you know, the success being at Madrid is pretty, you know, well known for a lot of people, you know, in smaller communities, mostly because, you know, we played these schools, and I never got a chance to play at Acacia. They were 8-man, but I knew, no, back in the 90s when they were, you know, Class A, they're 11-man. They did have some run-ins with Madrid. Guthrie Center probably would be the most relevance that I have when it comes to competing, playing in the West Central Activities Conference. And also, we played them in 2005, was the first, back when Coach Meyer was coaching, and you know, they played them in the playoffs. So obviously, you know, knowing the history that they have there at that community also with Guthrie Center, not only Guthrie Center, but Ader Casey, but, you know, the success portion of it, being at Madrid, you know, that was something that was already built when I came into it. And we just had to uphold it and go from there. You know, throughout the time there, you know, I'm pretty sure we were 40-6 in my 4 years there, which was a great stat. But, you know, at the end of the day, we never did win a state championship. We got to the state semifinals 2 years, a junior and senior year, but, you know, we never achieved our final goal. You know, not only, you know, with the football portion of it, our track team was very, very successful also, you know. So we did win a state championship there when I was a senior, and then I think they ended up winning two more after that. So we ended up winning three in a row, and I think they were state champions last year again, and there's some other years along the way between that little window, and it goes back to the thousands. So, you know, it wasn't just we were athletes. We weren't just football players, and that's what we're going to create. You know, we're not going to create just football players. We're going to create football players who run track, football players who can play basketball, football players, you know, who I don't even play golf. You know, it doesn't matter. We're going to create athletes, you know, the do-it-all type kid. And, you know, that's kind of the success that we're trying to build off of. And also, you know, being at Northwest, and, you know, that was something that I kind of – that the culture had already been built in. We had to carry on that tradition, you know. So I guess the moral of it all would be that, you know, losing hasn't really been in my lifestyle lately. You know, granted, the last 2 years, you know, I spoke about this the other day in an interview. The last 2 years, I'm not gonna say I've been around a very, very successful program, but, you know, they brought in, I think we had 6 coaches from Northwest this year on our staff out of all 9 of us. So we're trying to rebuild that program, and it's coming. But, you know, it takes time. Things like that take time. So, you know, it's nice to be around surrounding mentors and coaches who have been successful and all have the same vision. But, you know, I was really looking forward to come back to Iowa and, you know, build that success back up here and bring what I have experienced and my mentors, you know, with Randy Hinkle and Coach Churchma, you know, even Coach Doral and, you know, Coach Wright, who's now the football coach at Northwest, and also, you know, bringing my father along with the staff, you know, bringing him out of retirement is going to be key. I mean, that's huge. I don't think you understand. I mean, I lived with the guy for years until I was 18, but, you know, it's he's my biggest mentor, and he coached with Coach Hinkle for 23 years. I mean, that's his right-hand man. He's the guy who was with Hinkle the longest. They've experienced everything together. So having him join the staff this year is going to be a very huge part, kind of be the, I guess, the eyes in the sky and oversee, you know, the little things that, you know, I don't really truly focus on at times. I can more focus on the game instead of, you know, the little pieces of, you know, I don't know what those situations will be, but, you know, the pieces of something might be going on off the side, or, you know, I can stay focused and he can kind of take care of stuff and, you know, give me advice every now and then. So we're kind of bringing in that culture, bringing in another Madrid guy, Taylor Christensen. You know, he was a very, very successful quarterback, you know, part of, you know, a bunch of state runner-up relays and track, and, you know, was a state semifinalist on his senior football team when we were 11-1. So he comes from success also. So we're kind of breeding success and bringing that in, surrounding ourselves with that, and hopefully the kids buy into that process.
Once again, that was ACGC's newest head football coach, Cody Mathewson. This is part one of a two-part interview. Both parts can be heard on next Monday's Guthrie County PM Sports page. For Let's Talk Guthrie County, this has been James Martins.